the first thing I would do is actually create some kind of coordinated strategy. So I've been a part of a group of people for the last year or so who've been pushing for a national AIDS strategy in the U.S. The way HIV/AIDS prevention, testing, and care, and research, in fact, function in these silos with very little coordination. And so I think that's, first of all, is to adopt a coordinated national AIDS strategy. I think number two would be to scale up funding for prevention, testing, and care in the U.S. All of those across the board are drastically underfunded. The CDC itself has been kind of flat funded for about the last 10 years. And if you're funded at the same rate, given inflation, cost of living, so on and so forth, you basically are being defunded. So that's number two. And then number three, the other kind of easiest things to do off the top are to end the ban on federal funding for syringe exchange programs, end federal support for abstinence-only sex education, and then adopting federal funding for and guidelines for comprehensive sex education in the U.S. and our schools. The other thing I would do is to really take a critical look at the impact of massive imprisonment in African-American communities as it relates to the impact that that has had on increased risk for HIV/AIDS, meaning both looking at what's happening in terms of what's happening inside of prisons, but also, I think more importantly, looking at just the effect of the destabilizing effect that the massive imprisonment has had on black communities in the U.S., which has increased people's vulnerability to contracting HIV. So those would be my top priorities.